BBC Radio Merseyside.
OK, with the number of unemployed youth edging once more towards a million, how is it 9 out of 10 young people aged 16 to 25 overlook a career path offering a salary, training and qualifications? And yes, I did say 9 out of 10. And currently less than a fifth view completing an apprenticeship as a well-respected career path. Now, it's Apprenticeship Week this week, which helps to raise awareness around the life-changing benefits of completing an apprenticeship. Here to talk about the subject and is Gareth Butcher from GB Plumbing and Heating and his apprentice, Chris Alarvey. Hello to you, Gareth, and hello to you, Chris.
Afternoon, Billy.
Hiya, Billy.
First of all, Gareth, I'm astounded by these figures. I mean, you think with the unemployment reaching crisis points, if not already past crisis points, any avenue would be welcome to anybody. And I don't mean to belittle the fact of apprenticeship.
Oh, no, it's really disappointing to hear these figures. I mean, I only had them given to me the other day, and I'm quite disappointed with them. I think it all goes down to the foundation. Look at schools. I mean, like the awareness of apprenticeships in schools, that there isn't really anything. Everyone, you know, I was told to go uni, go down that route, you'll get a really good job, and I overlooked it, and I went down the path of doing an apprenticeship, and now I run my own company.
And I mean, getting a trade is an incredible thing to achieve. And myself, I find that, you know, it's trying to get a tradesman some days as well. You just can't get one.
No, you can't. It's unfortunate. I mean, if you go on the right websites and whatnot, you can find a half decent tradesman. And if you go down that kind of path, but like you say, it's really disappointing. I mean, like, the thing, a lot of the youngsters I meet, that you know, their view over it is it's a low-paid job, it's hard labour, but it's not like that really. It's just the awareness isn't there.
But even if it is low-paid, and even if it is hard work, the end result justifies that.
Oh, definitely. I mean, like, it's a lifetime skill. Whatever trade you learn, you're going to be learning other trades anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not just a plumber. I can do I can do a little bit of electrics. I can do a bit of carpentry. I can do a bit of painting. Whatever. They're lifetime skills that you're not going to gain anywhere else. And, you know, I didn't go to university. I ain't 20, 30 grand in debt. I was earning while I was learning. I mean, it was a perfect scenario for me.
And how old were you, Chris, Gareth, when you decided to become an apprentice? Gareth.
Oh, sorry, myself. I was 17. So I'd just left school. I actually done 1 year at A-levels. But that's because I didn't know what to do. I asked all my teachers and they all said, oh, stay on. Even though they knew I wasn't the most academic. For whatever reasons, I don't know why they've told me just to stay on. But, you know, I took that route. And then 6 months into it, I thought, what am I doing? This isn't right for me. I kind of hit that age and I thought, I need to do something else. And I knew I was good with my hands. And it took for one teacher to help me out. And she pushed me to ring up a college. And it just went from there. And I've gone from strength to strength in every angle, including confidence.
And you employ staff now?
Oh, definitely. I mean, like, Chris is my first employee. And you know, he's been with me 4 years. GB Plumbing and Heating has been around for about that length of time, and we're only going to expand from here.
Okay, Chris, welcome to the show, Chris. You're age 25. You've been an apprentice, Gareth was saying, for 4 years now.
Yep.
How has it been for you? Your view of what it was going to be like and how it has been, did they differ at all?
To tell you the truth, I had a pretty positive outlook on apprenticeships and trades to work in. So when I went in there, when I went into the apprenticeship with my outlook, I was pretty much I was shown what it is like, and I wasn't let down in any way. Everything that I've experienced has been positive, and it's been a really good overall experience for me.
So when does your apprenticeship finish, Chris?
Well, I'm just putting together my final portfolio for my gas qualification, so I'll be a fully qualified gas engineer, hopefully by about June-ish.
And you plan to set up your own business?
The plan is to sort of work alongside Gareth. I think it's what we've got here, the business we've set up is pretty good, and hopefully it's just onwards and upwards from here.
As Gareth said, as well as you said, Gareth, the plumbing, it's not just plumbing. I mean, you do gas work and everything like that, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, everyone's just, you know, yourself, everyone knows it's plumbing. But I mean, like, to be quite honest, we're more heating engineers, but you can call us whatever. At the end of the day, we're within that trade. But like I say, you learn so many other little bits along the line. I mean, I've been doing it for about 10, 11 years now. And I mean, like my skills are, I have so many different skills, and it's magical what I can pass on to Chris as well now.
So what can we do then, Chris? You put it down to the schools not telling people enough about apprenticeship, and the people themselves think it is too low paid and too hard. Well, what can make them change their minds?
I just think people need to be educated a bit more about it, and a bit earlier on. For example, if you go back to years 7 to 11 in secondary school and start telling people about the other route of apprenticeships, instead of just saying, right, after school, when you finish your GCSEs, you go to college. When you finish college, you go to university. If they actually just educate the youngsters as well and say that there's an apprenticeship route as well for those who aren't interested in working on a computer or in front of a computer, you know, then some people can look into that, and then they can find out for themselves what apprenticeships are really about. And as for the low paid side of it, I think it shouldn't be thought of as that, because one, you're getting paid to learn a trade and a skill for life, and then on top of that, your money will only go up as the more you develop as a tradesman or tradeswoman, and then you can earn some really good money out there.
And you've hit the nail on the head. It's a trade that you have for life.
Yeah.
And despite all this digital technology making a lot of jobs non-existent, the apprenticeships in gas and electricity and car mechanics, they'll always be there.
Yeah, you're never going to replace them with a computer, because you'll always need someone to come out and physically do those jobs for you.
Okay, is there a website we can go to check on all this, Chris, Gareth?
Yeah, there is a website. I mean, it's freeratedpeople.com, the online website. And they actually have a separate website they've set up recently. It's ratedapprenticeships.com.
Okay, that's right.
And basically, that's a website where maybe like a tradesman like myself or a young lad or girl wants to find employment for an apprenticeship, you go on, put your details in within the local area. Hopefully a tradesman or woman will come back to you with an opportunity.
That sounds great. Thanks, Gareth.
All right, lovely. Cheers, Billy.
Good luck, Chris.
Cheers, Billy.
Thanks a lot, mate. Bye-bye.
Bye.